The Tony Honors for Excellence in Theater Award is a non-competitive award created by the American Theater Wing in 1990. It honors extraordinary achievement in theater for those not eligible for any of the established Tony categories. This year, photojournalist Sarah Krulwich will be one of those honorees. Decades of Broadway history have been captured through the lens of Sarah's camera. A staff photographer at the New York Times since 1979, Sarah was named the first culture photographer for the Times in 1994. Some significant moments in her career, just to mention a few, include photographing Jonathan Larson, the writer and composer of Rent, just hours before his unexpected passing the night before the show's first preview. Sarah also photographed the final dress rehearsal of Hamilton just before its first preview at the Public Theater. She has captured so many big moments, and we are delighted this special award has brought Sarah here today. Welcome.
Thank you.
So there have been a lot of firsts in your photography career. You were named the first culture photographer for the New York Times, as I mentioned, in 1994, and you became the first photographer to have a beat dedicated to the theater. How did you break into this arena?
In 1992, I had twins, and I had been covering general assignment. I had been covering the entire Ferraro campaign. I covered the AIDS epidemic. I had just regular news jobs and would just jump on an airplane and go to a news event if that was sort of the way that I worked. And then when you have twins, it didn't seem like the right thing to be flying all over the place and risking your life and
right.
stuff. So it took a little bit of time to try and figure out what to do with me, because news was just really not an option anymore, because it never ends, you know, so you never know when you're going to get home or where you're going to be. So I had a terrific photo editor and the culture editor at the time, and they just sort of came up to me in the middle of the winter, and I'm always freezing cold in the winter. So they came up to me like in a January or something and said, do you want to do this culture thing full time? And I counted the months, you know, I loved news. So I was a little worried about it. I counted the months till when it would be warm. And I said, let's think about a 3-month trial. And I never looked back. I just loved it.
Well, how did a photo shoot for the musical Rent in 1996 play a role in your career?
Well, when I started the culture job, I was doing everything but theater. And I love theater. I grew up in New York City. I went to shows all the time with my family. My brother taught me how to sneak into theaters and at the second
time
act.
Honored tradition.
Yeah, so I don't know how many times we saw the second act of Oliver. And so I just kept saying, why aren't we covering theater? And everybody said that producers won't let you in, we won't ever get in. So, there's one of my colleagues, Jim Estrin, has a saying that he says that when you say no pictures to a photographer, it's just like saying hello. It's like the beginning of a conversation. And I guess the fact that the photo editors all said they'll all say no, you'll never be allowed in, kind of made me really say, oh, wow, let's do it. And Off-Broadway was just a lot more generous about it than on-Broadway. So Rent was one of the very first off-Broadway productions that I covered from start to finish. And then I also happened to have a portrait of Jonathan and Michael Greif, the director. And I was driving the next day to another assignment, and they called me up, the Times called me up and said, where's your film? And I said, it's in the dark room. I just handed it in before I left for this assignment. And I said, why would you need it so quickly? And they said that Jonathan had died. It was really just an awful moment.
Yeah, I remember that. And I think from some of our listeners, they might be wondering what a dark room is. You photograph more than 100 plays and musicals each year for the Times. How are the shows that you focus on selected?
Well, I try and do every single Broadway show, and I've pretty successfully gotten into it. It's always a challenge because a producer spends millions and millions of dollars on a show, and they have control over everything except me. So it's a big ask to get into a theater. So, there's negotiations, where you're going to sit, where you're going to stand, how much of the play you can shoot. So the Broadway ones are tough. They always are tough. And the off-Broadway ones Usually as many as I can fit into my schedule. So like, it's 100. I said that just because that was a safe bet. But this year, I think I've covered 160 different plays this year, and not just once. Sometimes the costumes change, and I really respect the creative people so much. So if they're going to change all the costumes in a play, then you just have to throw out every single picture that has the wrong costume. And I was, you know, just last week I had a little teeny off-Broadway play, but it was from London, and the shoes of the actors hadn't shown up. So they said, could you shoot this rehearsal for us without anybody's feet in the pictures? And I said, okay, that's a challenge, but I did it. Right. So, you know, I'm really respectful of everybody's work. And
so how do you plan for a photo shoot? I mean, tell us a little bit about your process.
I think adrenaline is part of the process. I think, you know, I go in often pretty cold. I mean, nobody lets me into I very rarely get into the rehearsals ahead of time, occasionally, but not often. So you just go, and I've done it enough that I have I'm still like completely excited when I go in and have an enormous amount of adrenaline and just hope to catch as much energy and emotion as I possibly can. I mean, you know, sometimes they let you back in the second time, like when you're shooting a show because all the costumes or the wigs have changed or something. And sometimes, you know, you really did better before you ever saw it,
right,
the first time.
And so in most cases, you're getting one day in. You're getting one opportunity to shoot, right?
That's usual, yeah.
So it really is about, you know, you mentioned adrenaline, but it's about having all your receptors open, right? And being able to catch every single thing you can possibly catch.
Well, when I first started at working, I worked nights and weekends for 11 or 12 years, so I covered a lot of sports. So I think that helps. I think that, you know, the first time I ever covered a boxing match, I thought I had a million pictures where, you know, the fist is exactly touching the skin of, and the sweat comes off on the other side, and I had not one contact at all in any of my pictures, and I thought, what happened? And the thing is, you have to start taking the picture before the boxer's arms go so fast. You have to be shooting before.
Anticipated.
You're anticipating any motion, and that's how sports teaches you to anticipate and to just look at the muscles and to look at what people are about to do more than when you see it, you've missed it.
Right.
So I think that's sort of how I've learned to shoot plays as well, and musicals especially.
I'm D.W. Gibson speaking with Sarah Krulwich about her Tony Honors for Excellence in Theater Award. She is actually the first journalist to receive the award. So you talked about difficulty gaining access. How do you earn the trust of theater producers?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Case by case?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I really have enormous love of the people in the theater community, and I think that this award just is showering it back. You know, it's a mutual affection, but this award has just been amazing to me. And I think that everybody knows I'm not in it to try and be mean-spirited or anything. I'm in it because I want the biggest possible picture in the paper, and they want to have the biggest possible picture in the paper. So we're all on the same page there, and I want it to be energetic. And my pictures have to be ethically pure, because the Times has a 52-page ethics,
book.
It's like endless, and so there's no photo. You know, there's not photoshopping, and they call some of the pictures that are released by the productions Frankenstein pictures, because sometimes a head is taken off of one frame and put on to another frame, and somebody's arm is taken from another arm. You know, like, so sometimes it could be three or four pictures put together so it's perfect, but it's not real.
Right.
And my pictures may not be that perfect, but they're real.
They're real. Well, and so I was going to ask you about that. I mean, the difference between the work you do and the production photography, and that probably is one of the most central differences, right? This sort of code of ethics that guide you, or these restrictions that you have in terms of the way you can do your work and publish your work.
It's huge. I mean, and also I'm a journalist, so I want to show what's going on really on the stage. And they're also trying to show that, but the main reason why there are production photographers is probably to promote the show. It's sort of a marketing tool, those pictures. So we're in a very different, I mean, I'm showing what's really going to happen, even if it's slightly upsetting or somebody's hitting someone or somebody's crying or there's emotion. I'm not scared of that. I'm looking for that. Whereas a person who's marketing a show might actually try and avoid that. So a lot of times I'm taking the exact same pictures of the production photographer and we have completely different pictures shown right. to the public.
They're trying to market the show. You're trying to communicate the show, right?
Yeah.
The essence of the show. You talked about photos that you took for the Pulitzer Prize winning play Ruined as one of your proudest achievements. Can you tell us why?
Well, that was one of those situations where the other photographer, John Marcus, and I, we always think about that one in particular because mine had somebody being, somebody being slapped across the face and hers had somebody being putting on lipstick.
Great example of the
point
you just made.
Very different.
So how long will it take you to get the quote-unquote right shot? I mean, you talk about sort of anticipating that moment, and if you only have one day, it sounds like you only have one shot to sort of capture each moment as it comes along. And so it's not so much about how much time you have, but just sort of living in that space of anticipation.
Yeah. I mean, and you say one day, it's whatever the one, sometimes it's half of a show, sometimes it's
right.
two songs of a show, sometimes, with Bette Midler, it's just her walking down the steps. Every producer has a different feeling about what I am allowed to shoot.
Yeah. Can you give an example of when things have clicked during a shoot, like a shoot that stands out in your mind where it just felt like the universe was turning your way?
When you've shot 1,000 shows, it's a little different.
Yeah.
I have a lot of really amazing memories, but I'm a journalist. It's only whatever's in tomorrow's newspaper, and then I go on to the next thing.
Sounds a little familiar.
Exactly.
Can you describe any photos that you didn't go to print? You mentioned sort of the scope of pictures you take, and only so few of them see print. Are there ones that stand out for you that you wish could have seen print, or photographs that you sort of retain that didn't ever get shared with the public?
Like last year, I had almost 1,000 pictures in the paper, so I'm pretty lucky.
Indeed. So can you describe one of your favorite photographs that you feel strongly about, maybe more recently, something that's sort of staying with you, or even just sort of what you think ultimately, and you've touched on this a bit, but maybe expand on it. What makes a photograph good in this context? Communicative, because you're trying to relay what the show is.
Yeah, I mean, as a journalist, you always want to have something that tells the story with emotion and energy. So any picture that can make a honest statement about what the play is about that also has energy and emotion. That's what I'm always searching for. Sometimes we're in a theater and there's a person on one side of the stage and another person on the other side of the stage and we just are sitting there. And then all of a sudden they start getting up and maybe they're about to kiss or something and everybody in the whole theater starts laughing because the production photographer and I both stand up and as soon as they're near one another and they're about to kiss, we're going and it's been like nothing before. So you can tell when it's the time to take pictures.
You were also the first woman photographer at the Michigan Daily, the University of Michigan newspaper, and you committed your first act of civil disobedience there, yes?
Yes, that's probably why I'm a photographer today.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's another one of the no pictures allowed situations, which makes you just like, when I first got to, I was a freshman at University of Michigan, the biggest thing for everybody was the football, going to football Saturdays. And there was a press pass when my freshman year that said no women, children, or dogs allowed on the field. And then I was I was so junior, I didn't actually have the right, there were only 4 press passes. But my sophomore year, I actually had the right to have a press pass and go on the field, except they'd taken dogs off. And now it just said no women or children allowed on the field because they had gotten a dog mascot. So I went down anyway, and three big guards came over and said, "Can't you read your press pass? You're not allowed on this field." And I just sort of said, "Well, I just don't think that's fair. You know, I take pictures as well as anybody else," which I don't think I did, but I said it. And they said they were going to threaten to physically remove me, and there are 100,000 people watching. And I said, "Okay, I think you're going to have to," and they backed down. And I stayed there.
I'm glad you stayed on the field, and we have a wonderful career in light of that. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Sarah Krulwich, a theater photographer for the New York Times, who will be honored for her work at the Tony Awards on June 10th.